This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
We're looking mainly at cross-culture kids. Okay, so what happens now? You've got your adult cross-culture kid, okay, and they're trying to escape a broken or a sick system. It's interesting because this cross-culture kid, I'm talking about adults now,
right.
They keep trying to reach out to the system for their blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Their you know, their affirmation, their validation, and they don't get it. So then they feel angry and rejected. But then it's also happening with the system. The system keeps trying to corral in these adult cross-culture kids and saying, okay, you can help us or you come to our reunion of adult cross-culture kids. And the kid says, no, I'm not going.
I don't want to be a part of that.
I don't want to be a part of that.
Right.
And so then the system gets angry at the kid. So you've got keep reaching out to them on both sides. I don't want any part of you, anger and rejection back and forth. And then what happens is I look at it kind of like if you could visualize a triangle. So you have a big, big, huge box that represents the broken or sick system because that's what the adult cross-culture kid sees as having the most power, mm-hmm. that system. So they're reaching out to them and they're feeling rejection. There's anger and rejection going back and forth. So then where does God fit into there? Because God is very much part of the mission system. So you see over here on the right, the mission system, big box, the individual cross-culture kid, little box, and down here at the bottom, because that's how they visualize it, that God's at the bottom driving all of this.
Mm.
But the mission is first.
Right.
Okay, God's at the bottom. So you ask the child, the cross-culture kid, why don't you get close to the mission? Or why don't you get close to God? Let's put it that way. Well, if I get close to God, he's going to send me back to that mission system.
Right.
He will make me go back there and I would die. Or the mission system, this is what they perceive the message coming from the mission system. I have to go back there in order to get close to God. You know, so it's kind of like our way is the only way to God. If you were really close to God, you would be following me.
Right. Going back
to wherever.
Right.
But because you are not back there, you are not close to God. And so then the person thinks, the cross-culture kid thinks, God's love is conditional. It's very conditional on whether I go back to wherever as a missionary or with that mission agency.
Right.
I don't want to even risk getting close to him. So then the cross-culture kid, I say, forms an anti-identity. They go the opposite way. You know, they get the tattoos. They work for the UN.
Right.
You know,
right.
I had some friends that even went with the Black Panthers.
Wow. Okay.
So they form the anti-identity. So how do you help these people? It goes back to, I think where it has to start is they have to redefine who is God, really? Mm-hmm. Who really is God?
Right.
I remember there was a point in my life when I had to redefine who is God. And being the truth therapist, I did a mental status exam on God. I read one of the Gospels, several of the Gospels, and on the margins I would write, what are the characteristics of God or Jesus in this particular passage?
Right.
I took all of those characteristics of several of the Gospels, put them all on a page, and began to see patterns. And this is what I came up with. God is a God of love. God is a God of grace. God is a God of wisdom. And I think that's key for that cross-culture kid is they're thinking about the wisdom of God. only God knows what to do with that mission agency or that international agency. That adult child may have some ideas. The therapist working with that child may have some ideas. But God ultimately is a God of wisdom, and God's a God of mystery. So you have to go back to redefine God. And then they have to surround themselves with a group of people that believe in them, healthy people. In other words, they're forming a new system of healthy people. And I think that is so crucial. People, those new friends that they're surrounding themselves with need to be confidants, people that would listen to them and are going to stick with them for the long haul, right. Is not going to give up on them at all. It's not going to walk out when they're asking the hard questions or seemingly forming another anti-identity. They need to be people who are congruent, whose walk matches their talk. They need to be confirming. They need to validate the feelings. It's like, I know this is tough, but I believe in you. I see potential in you.
Right.
And again, continuation, they need to be there for the long haul. And then as they're forming the new identity with God, as they're in like the incubator of these new friends that are healthy, slowly, and it takes so much time, your adult cross-culture kid starts to once again experience confidence in themselves, accept who they are, belong to a feeling of belonging to a new system, and rest. And I think the very last step, and so many people want to make it the first step, the very last step is forgiveness.
Right.
When it's only in that environment, when they finally understand who is God, they've untangled those warped messages, they feel the affirmation of the new system, that they have the strength to do the last step, which is forgiveness. And when that forgiveness step happens, it's interesting because then I see the power of that mission or that international agency shrinks down to a very small sense of power. And it can take years. It can take years. One final thing on how they escape is, it's like someone said, forgiveness is me giving up my right to hurt you for hurting me. And it's only, and I believe it, this is a process that I've seen work so many times with adult cross-culture kids that were wounded by broken systems. And to be one of those small groups to come alongside of them is crucial.
Well, Lois, this has really been very helpful and very fascinating for me to listen, because I am seeing various people in my head who are not part of my organization.
Right,
some are,
right.
But some are not.
Right.
Some I've met that have been part of other organizations that are experiencing what you've talked about. How can we help these wounded people?
Okay.
Who've been wounded by the system.
Okay. First of all, I think we need to remember that the goal isn't simply to castigate the past and to start a new system, because then we're creating a whole new set of
problems.
Right. And we need to recognize that the end result is that individuals for whom Christ died are affected, you know, are impacted by this. And we can't defend the system to the adult cross-culture kid, or they'll walk away. But we need to listen. And we as agencies, sometimes I think we as an agency, we need to be sorrowful for our sins. Like in Daniel 9, where he talked about the time of corporate mourning for what took place. And we need to come alongside that person that has been wounded and hurt, and just love them and listen to them and pray for them. And they may not want you to pray out loud for them. They may not be at that place, but just sit with them and listen to their stories and just encourage them as they walk through that slow journey of healing. And I think as the person that comes alongside of them, you have to know yourself and be secure in your own understanding of who God is.
Right.
And just bathe the whole thing with prayer. And sometimes the pain is so deep that ultimately that adult cross-culture kid might need to go and talk with a therapist, a counselor that can help them in untangling some of those messages. So it's a long journey, but it's an exciting one when you see an adult cross-culture kid free to go on and do what God created them to do and cherish their heritage, but yet be able to look away the other way and say, yeah, that hurt, but I have to move on.
Well, let me ask one last question, Lois, and that is, there are some systems, some organizations that were very unhealthy at one point, and then they grew out of it and they developed into a healthy organization.
Right.
For that cross-cultural kid who grew up during the time of unhealthiness, is it helpful for them if they are able to go back and then they look at the way that the organization is now being run and the fact that it is healthy? Is that helpful to them?
Yes. I know of one international organization that did exactly that. And the president of the organization sat down with the adult cross-culture kids and just wept. He didn't defend his organization at all. He just sat there and wept as he heard their stories. And when these group of adult cross-culture kids were done telling their stories, he says, I have one thing to say. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was all he said. And then remember how I said that some won't even come to the reunions?
Right.
He went out and sought them out and found them, you know, and sat down and talked with them and heard their stories and just said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And those kids that, because I've talked to so many of those adult kids that went through that experience, they have a totally different view towards that international system organization because they saw what that repentance did and God was able to heal that wound. And it's neat.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.